Chapter 3.
Where's Mr. Dickinson? They were the first words out of Emily's mouth when Casey finally towed off her gone-through-hell sorrel boots and headed into the kitchen. Her feet felt wooden against the discolored linoleum.
Man, that smells great, she said, and studiously ignored the question as she sniffed the aromatic steam that drifted from the pot atop the Lazy's ancient stove.
Mr. Dickinson, Emily said, hurrying into the entry to search in vain before tromping irritably back toward the stove. Where is he?
No one makes stew like you do, Em, Casey said.
There was a moment of tense silence. Then,
you turned him down, didn't you?
Emily held a wooden spoon in one determined fist near her hip, dreadlocks in wild disarray around her face. Casey opened her mouth, ready to attempt to allay the storm, but before she had a chance to try, Sophie stepped into the room from the stairwell.
Is supper ready or what? She asked. I'm starving. Is that?
She stopped abruptly, perfect brow furrowing.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on, Casey said. To say her cheeriness was forced would have been a miscalculation of Clydesdale proportions.
Let's eat, she suggested,
but Emily remained exactly as she was, arms akimbo and spoon held like an impromptu weapon.
He asked you, didn't he? She said.
Casey felt depleted and exhausted, and as jittery as a spring colt, but she remembered that she was the adult here. When that did nothing to bolster her spirits, she told herself in no uncertain terms that she had nothing to be ashamed of. That proved to be fairly ineffective as well, so she punted.
Where's Ty?
Asked her what? Sophie said, and lifting the cover from the pot on the stove, sighed before dipping a